Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships.
I'd love to know if you guys, David, you go back and put your hands on your shoulders of your unmarried self and give yourself one piece of advice from what you know today, what would that be?
I would say learn patience and learn perspective. Learn patience and perspective. Patience has been very difficult for me, not with Julie, but in areas of our life that has affected our relationship, and perspective, trying to understand her perspective, others in our family's perspective. So learn patience, take the time. I don't know everything. You, young David, don't know everything. Mm-hmm. And you need to be more patient, and you need to understand how to take perspective. Mm-hmm. I think that pretty much covers most of it.
Yeah.
Okay. And how about you, Julie?
Wow. And this is one I'm still working on, you know, letting go of the small stuff. Like not letting, the crumbs on the counter bother you and you huff off and say something, or, you know, like even with the kids, I was always very oriented towards like, okay, what are we going to do next? Let's clean up. Let's do this. Let's do that. And I think, you know, like living in the moment, in all relationships, not just relationship with David, but relationship with my kids, my grandkids. And again, I'm still working on that.
The beauty of being a grandparent is that you kind of get to do it. You kind of get to fix what you screwed up the first
time. Sure. You get a do over almost.
I
like that.
You know, there's no, when I'm sitting down with those kids, I'm not worrying about what's on my phone. I don't see who's emailing or texting me. Now, rewind me back 10 years ago, I'm looking over, I'm checking on this, I'm running back to my computer, I'm picking up the phone. And if you can learn from those things, mm-hmm. It's good for everybody. And everybody has plenty to learn.
Yeah.
Julie, what is one non-negotiable self-care practice that you do for yourself so that you are great for David?
I have two things, and they are, I exercise every day and I take a bath every day. And those are my two self-care things. And it could be literally a 3-minute bath, and it could be a 10-minute yoga stretch. It doesn't matter. It's not the quantity. It's that I do those things. And I fill my own cup first. And I've always done that. Even when the kids were little, and I used to get up at like 5:30 in the morning and go for a run with a friend before the kids got up, whatever it is, exercise and my bath. Those are my two things.
That's great. How about you, David? What is one non-negotiable for you?
For me, it's spending time with my dog. I get up early, wherever we are, we walk. He's been very quiet, actually.
Yeah, he's behind us.
We've had dogs since very early in our marriage, just because that's always, never, Julie was not a dog person. But for me, that's where I get my peace, you know. I probably spend more time with than I do with Julie at this point in our lives. But that's kind of it. I got to have him, or, you know, and they don't live as long as we do, sadly, but I like having a dog. It's companionship for me. And mm-hmm. that I think is the one thing that I would say that's not going to go away.
Right.
Other things I might be able to tweak or modify a little bit. We mm-hmm. believe a lot in, you know, that there, you know, you hear that old sports analogy, there's no I in team. Right. And we think that there is an I in we, and that it's important for us to have our mm-hmm. own relationships outside of our relationship. Mm-hmm. We both go away a couple of times a year mm-hmm. with friends. I'm getting ready to head to Nashville in a few weeks for 3 or 4 nights. And so we still maintain those outside relationships. And we think that's important. We've done it since early on, even when the kids were younger, although it was more difficult to do. But maintaining, you know, other interests and other relationships that don't necessarily have to involve Julie, I think mm-hmm. is really important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure. Having a little bit of your own identity and your own interests is really important.
Absolutely.
Sure.
That's more interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That whole "we are one" thing, or whatever, that there was a song, I can't remember, you know, with that are played, it's played at the wedding, and oftentimes the two hearts become one. And, you know, that whole, I can't, was it Green Sleeves or some, I can't remember what song it is, but I never bought, I mean, yes. I mean, you want to be close and you want to be together, but at the same time, you can't lose your individuality. I don't think.
It's an intersection of hearts. It's not taking over.
That's very good. Whole, I didn't remember that. Write that. I want
to
write
the whole, you know, the whole heart.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Sure. Sure.
Go ahead.
I got one final kind of easy fill in the blank thing, and you may have covered already, but I'm going to ask you to get creative and sum it up, get real specific. I want you to fill in the blank here. The key to a successful marriage is blank. If you had to put one word in there, Julie, I'll put you on the spot first. What word would you choose? What is the key to a successful marriage?
Maybe respect, trust. Can I put those in?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Connection is the most important thing, because it covers a lot. Your pillars are covered.
Yeah.
Connection covers.
Yeah, that's true. Connection leads
through
good.
All of those. I'd say connection.
Yeah, physical, but you can't emotional. Have connection without trust and respect.
Well, you develop trust and respect.
So true. They're all interweaved.
Yeah. Oh boy. We could go on and on about this. Yeah.
Well, thank you both so much. You guys have been awesome. You've been vulnerable, and we really appreciate that. And this is going to be some good pearls put out there for our listeners. So we're grateful.
You guys do terrific work, and thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for having us, and thanks for. I mean, I just love you know, even the name. Kick-ass couple days. I mean, I love it.